Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because we already had this conversation.
We already had a big, long dissertation on how I'm doing. So.
Yeah.
And we won't go through that again. But anyway, it is Saturday, August 7th, 2021. It is 10:03 in the morning. And we always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. If there's a sporting event, we should be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming if you go to our website, saperston.com. That's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, so if you do miss a show or you want to replay a show, you can go again to saperston.com. But this time you're going to click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and you're all set. And then finally, last but not least, David's favorite publication from Stone and McCarthy, A free economic report every week, is available.
Yeah. It was up last night about 10:30. I looked at it. It's got a lot of charts and figures from the past week, going back a year ago, a month ago, which is good if you're following, obviously, certain things. But, you know, everybody's wringing their hands, Pete, with the amount of new jobs that were added in July. And they're just, you know, it's because the analysts had, in a lot of cases, lower numbers that came in. But I'll tell you, as soon as I heard it, they had the Fed president's out talking about, you know, it's time to raise interest rates. Let's get rid of the purchase of the mortgages and all that other. But it's just not ready to go. Black and brown unemployment is still very high, and Jake Powell has said he's not going to do that. Plus, if this Delta variant is as terrible as they're saying, I know it's very contagious, but it may not affect you. But if it has taken many people out of the workplace, we're going to see next month's figures probably being below what everybody expected. But 1 month doesn't make anything. But the talking heads are all, we got to stop the quantitative easing. We got to raise interest. I just don't see it. So.
Well, apparently, and you know, who knows what's true, you know, in anything.
Oh, I do, but go ahead.
Yeah, you do know? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Well, tell me after the show.
All right, I will.
But supposedly, the Delta variant is a bigger problem in states where there's less vaccinated people.
That would make sense.
Which makes sense.
You know? Right.
So,
but a lot of those...
Lot of people who are vaccinated can get it, but theoretically they may not have to go to the hospital. You know?
Right. So, it's sort of like a cold or flu, I guess. I'm not downplaying how serious it is.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying in this case, you know, they've been making a big thing. They want to raise interest rates, certain people that would probably benefit by higher interest rates. But, the economy's going on pretty strong.
Well, I will tell you, keep running into different businessmen. They can't get help. And the prices they have to, the wages they have to pay have gone up and up and up, okay, if they can even get any help.
Right.
And all of them are getting killed in their business by supply chain problems.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get supplies.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my friend in his restaurant, he said, besides prices have doubled, he said, in the last few weeks, for chicken and beef and chicken. I mean, chicken wings, I guess, have gone out.
Yeah, it's market price, like lobster tails.
Right, yeah. And so I forget what restaurant they were talking about. Took almost all those things off its menu.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a local pizza place, right? Uh-huh. They took chicken wings off. They took salads off.
They don't want to deal
off.
With it.
They
yeah.
took, you know.
Well, I Monday afternoon, it was around 4:15. It was like an early bird special, but went with my daughter-in-law, my two grandsons, my wife, and I went to Ted's. You know, it was mm-hmm. a nice day, and my one son's out of town, and let's go. It was 4:15, and we were in there. They didn't have onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the onion rings are a big problem. Matter of fact, my friend at the restaurant was talking about it. He says that the people where he gets the onion rings from usually have 30 different varieties of onion rings. They're down to two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
they can't get the labor, I'm assuming.
Exactly. That's what I'm assuming, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so.
Then the problem with all the cargo ships that are in the West Coast, they can't get the drivers to pick up those big tractor trailer, put them on, and they can't.
Yeah. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. But anyway, right now, if you don't want to keep listening to us go on here, it's.
Why wouldn't anybody want to listen?
I can't imagine, but 803-1520, give us a call or toll free 800-879-7541. Once again, phone lines are wide open, as they usually are at this time of the morning, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, you just, don't like talking on the radio, you can go to our chat box at saperston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
And we have a couple.
We have a couple. Okay. We'll do one.
Okay. Somebody's thinking about buying INFY and CNI.
INFY. FY.
Closed at.
Which is what?
2281. It's INFY.
INFY.
Yeah, it's InfoSystems Limited.
Yeah, okay.
It's an Indian company.
Well, it's beautiful.
Nice, huh?
Beautiful chart, that's for sure. right now, it closed at what?
2281.
So you take this with a grain of salt, but the price objective based on the charting method is 35.
Mm-hmm.
And the 200-day moving average is at 18. The 50 days at 21. So, if you're going to try to be a somewhat longer-term investor, as long as it doesn't drop below the 200-day at 18, below 18, you would have to evaluate it if it did. But, reevaluate it. But anyway... But the risk reward potential looks like a good possibility, and should have good support, probably in the 19 to 19 and a half area if it, pull back. So it looks good.
Yeah, pays 1.8% dividend. Also looking at Canadian National CNI, close at 107.86.
Boy.
Oh, is this involved in a merger?
I can't think of which was the one. Someone with Kansas City Southern.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot who.
I'll look.
It might be.
Remember.
It might be. Well, this one's okay. It's had a big run. And, you know, it's really consolidating, you know, having come up from 66 to 118 or so. Nice run, nice big consolidation.
Yeah, this is a merger, Pete.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, okay. So that makes it a little more interesting. I do some, as we always say, do some research. Do your own research. See how people are viewing that merger. Is that right. Good, bad? Are they hoping it happens and then it doesn't happen? You know, that type of thing. You know.
Yeah, Canadian Pacific is attempting to derail this.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I you know, I'd look into all of that. But, you know, the right now, it's just basically consolidating the 200 days at 109. It's below the 200-day, which is not thrilling. So I'd certainly like to see it back above that 109, 110 area. The 50 days at 107, so it's sitting on the 50. So this is kind of critical support. So depending on the research you've done or what you may have to do, you know, it's a possibility because it's at a potential support area. But, you know, if it dropped to, say, 98 or so, you'd reevaluate it at that point.
Okay.
Okay, right now we're going to go to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are we doing?
Good. I'm one of those that doesn't want to hear your banter, so I thought I'd call.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate that. I don't like listening to it either, really.
You know, I like listening to myself, but I don't.
So. Yes. Listen, last week, David mentioned, well, somebody called in about 3M, and then later on, David talked about how so many products are discovered accidentally, and it reminded me of a little story about Art Fry. Either one of you ever heard of Art Fry?
No.
Okay. Well, everyone knows him indirectly, or has been they've used his products. Art Fry worked with 3M, and he used to go to church all the time, and he was having problems with his hymnal book. He always put little slips of paper in there to keep track, and they'd always get loose. And then he thought about an experimental adhesive that 3M had, and it actually was an adhesive that no one could find a use for.
Right.
The company had it, didn't know what to do with it. So he thought, well, why not put this on a piece of paper?
Right.
And so he came up with a product of, where it put on the paper, and, of course, it'd stick. And it was just the first step. He did market surveys, and they were all negative. And even off-supply distributors didn't want anything to do with it. They thought it was useless. So what he did was go to 3M executives and secretaries, give them the product, and, of course, it's the post-it.
Right.
We had him over today. And they after a while, really loved it. So he did the same thing, went throughout the country and did it, gave it to the executives and secretaries, and finally, you know, they all liked it. Well, it took about 12 years, but after 12 years, it became the product it is today.
Really?
Yeah.
12 years, boy.
Yeah. I mean, it really had to go. But that was something that you know, you think, well, gee, what a great product, but it took that long.
Well, yeah. I could see why they didn't know what to do with it either, because it was an adhesive that really didn't stick tight.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, and it turned out exactly what he needed.
Right.
Something would come off and not.
Exactly. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the same, the story of, there's a similar story about Velcro, too. I don't know what it is, but I remember hearing it once. But it was invented accidentally, but Velcro's unbelievable.
Right. So I've mentioned before that I take care of my sister's retirement account for her. And she's had Royal Dutch Shell for a long time. And so I hadn't been doing anything. So I thought I was going to get rid of it for her. I waited till the dividend came, got the dividend, and bought some NVIDIA. And this was a few months ago. Well, in the meantime, Royal Dutch Shell's gone up about 6%, but NVIDIA's gone up over 30% now.
Ah, there you go.
Good move.
And the Royal Dutch Shell was kind of some dead wood. it just wasn't doing too much. Although it come up during the year, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of laying flat. So sometimes you have to make changes. You look at, you know.
Oh, no, yeah, you
and
do.
NVIDIA, I thought, would be a real good mm-hmm. one for her.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, in this weekend's Barron's, a very bullish article in Royal Dutch Shell.
Really?
Saying it is the oil company to buy. But since my subscription's gotten all screwed up, and I'll have to call them and figure out what's going on. But anyway, you know, they gave the reasons why, you know.
Well, I owned some in my own account along with BP.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting to buy some PayPal, so I thought I'd get rid of my Royal Dutch Shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to keep BP. I'm in the black with that. Royal Dutch Shell, actually, since I purchased it, I have a loss of about $1,529.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've owned it for over 5 years, so I've collected $3,151 of dividends. So I actually have a net gain of $1,600.
Right. So you're justifying a bad
investment. Yeah, that's about 16.5% gain. Divided by the time I've had it, about a little over 3% a year. Now, that's not great, but if you put your money in the bank or buy treasury bonds, what are you going to get?
That's right. True.
So yeah. I did, you know. So I decided to sell my Royal Dutch Shell. In fact, I did it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I also needed some more money because I wanted to get some PayPal. So I made a purchase of DraftKings last June, June 1st, actually. I bought it for like $43 a share, 100 shares.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, June 8th, is down to $38 a share.
Yeah.
So I doubled up.
Right.
Sure.
All right. Very good.
So now I've got a base of $38 and $43. So I thought I'd get rid of the first purchase of DraftKings. So I still keep 100 shares of that. It's been doing well. So anyway, I got rid of my DraftKings. Got rid of the Royal Dutch Shell, and I brought PayPal. So what do you think about that as far as, did I do well? I did okay?
Boy, that was a dumb move.
Okay, thanks. Well, let me go back.
That was Peter.
Now, actually,
you know, David. David hates oil companies.
I know he does. I know he's against them. I know that.
Right, yeah,
so. I'm not against them, but I just, it's the new tobacco. Anyway. Yeah, you're going from very boring, conservative, well, not oil's not conservative, but boring investments to excitement, which is good. You know, NVIDIA, PayPal, those are great choices. Those are, you know, maybe those are the new oils. I don't know.
Yeah, they, they're the ones, you got to look at the future. What's going on with the future?
No, I agree.
Yeah, and that's what I did. And like I said, I did keep my BP. So that I have, and so also, I just looked at my account today, and saw I received a dividend from Texas Instruments. They're paying like $4.08, which is only about 2%. But I've owned it for years.
Right.
I don't know how many years I've had it. So I'm getting like 5%. So that's, what pays off from holding your stocks. I know Bill's a holder, Art's a holder. When you hold securities for a while, it can pay off if you have a good company.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. You have to have a good company, and sometimes you think you have a good company, and you never know, right?
Yeah,
right.
You have to keep track.
Oh,
sometimes what you say, you know, just maybe get rid of it while you can.
Yep, so, exactly. Anyway. Well, very good.
All right, guys. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Talk to you soon, Jack. Thanks.
Okay, great.
All right, have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if you don't want to talk on the radio for some reason, you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol or symbols, let us know what you're looking to do.
Right. Do you think it's because we're so nice to callers that they don't want to call? Yeah. So in case people don't know, Jack's a longtime caller, and we joke around with each other anyway.
That's all right. I remember there was one guy. Who was the guy? A guy who's very well known, and he used to pick apart everybody. You know, I'm amazed people called him.
Oh, A talk show?
Yeah, it was a national talk show. Oh, I don't know. I can't think of what the guy's name was.
Don Rickles.
Okay. Well, who's on the chat box?
Somebody wants to know what you think about Wells Fargo, WFC, which closed at $48.77. Says, I own it and have sold some call options with call dates over the next couple of weeks. At current price, will be called away. I have been buying a couple of stocks over the last couple of months from money in a money market fund and then selling call options out 2 to 3 weeks with the idea of making a little money instead of leaving it in money market to collect no interest. Of course, the stocks could go down, but so far, okay.
Very true. So,
you're so philosophical.
It's an interesting strategy for people who, you know somewhat what they're doing. They should be educated on that strategy about right. the risks and so forth. But, you know, first of all, if you're with, you know, once again, quote, known companies, mm-hmm. you know, rather than trying it with some of the more questionable things.
Or a biotech there, right, or whatever, something right. erratic, right.
But, I mean, the stock's been acting well.
Mm-hmm.
And if interest rates, I think they'd tick up.
Oh, yeah, they went
bit.
Up, yeah, on the unemployment, on the unemployment. Reports. Yeah, they went
yeah.
from...
So, you know, like if interest rates don't start going back down again like they have been, you know, and stay stable or pick up a little even, it'll be good for Wells Fargo. And so I think you have a decent pick for that strategy, you know, yeah. no question about it.
And about writing call options, we would like to see the stock more or less go sideways because you're collecting that premium. And not getting the stock called away, depending on – this is where you got to educate yourself,
yeah,
depending
right.
on what your strike price
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there are probably – I mean, I haven't gotten into it, but there's websites that actually do the calculations of your covered call and tell you if it gets
sure.
called away, this is the gain.
Right.
If it doesn't get called away and so forth.
Right.
And this is the risk, and then you can, you know, yeah. analyze it for yourself, you know. So there are websites that do that. I haven't used them and don't know what they are, but I'm sure – if you Google them, you know, they'll come up.
And get the Nigerian brothers. They're option guys.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, but there are like these sites that do the calculations for you, the covered call calculations.
Yeah.
You know, and they may not even be.
So they're not trying to sell you a
they're
service.
They may not
they're
be
just,
trying. Yeah, right. Yeah. yeah, exactly. Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free. 800-879-7541.
So it is.
What?
It is Bill's what? Open practice today at 10 o'clock.
Bill's going to practice today? Usually goes to the donut shop.
No. Oh, the Bills.
Oh, the Bills. Okay.
Buffalo Bills.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, last night I watched, so I taped Jeopardy. And so David Faber from CNBC has been hosting. But I like doing it because I like trivia and I sometimes get a couple good answers, but last night there were two different contestants, not the champion, who's like a grad student that's brilliant, and two other folks were pretty brilliant too, but they both got wrong answers because they didn't use the plural of the words. And I was like, holy cow, that's awful picky. They did that. And one, they had to give a guy back $1,600 because the it was supposed to be insecure, and he said weak or something like that, and they gave it to him. I was like, wow, I've never seen three in one show where they and
yeah,
S.
Yeah, yeah, who knows?
It's crazy.
It's all gone right, downhill since
right.
the guy left for the outer world.
Well, I mean, it's a show that you ask questions, you get answers.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It could go
yeah,
down.
Know. Well, the way they handle it, though.
You know. The banter. It's like two segments of banter.
Yeah.
It takes 2 minutes.
Whatever.
But yeah, so anyway, Josh Allen signed for $258 million, 6 years. Good for him. And let's go. Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Right now, 803-1520.
Matt's got his Bills hat on.
879-7541.
So come on, quiz me. What were the best sectors? Come on.
If I can read them this week,
okay.
You mean?
I think I know the answer.
Yeah, but you know, it was a decent week in the market, really.
Financials. Okay.
Yeah, you know, financials. That's why you did it, because you probably know.
It's one day. One day. Oh God.
Oh God. Well, the financials for the week were the best performing group.
There you go. I'm leaving.
Was that all on Monday?
I would think so. Points? Well, no, rates. Yeah, rates turned around. With Tuesday, I think they started going up. But yeah, Friday they were up to, I believe it was 130. If I looked at the weekly economic report from Stone and McCarthy, it would tell us. So, 10-year Treasury closed at 131. A week ago was 123. A year ago was 0.57.
Hard to believe.
Well, it's
right now.
Not hard.
We're going to go to Art in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I hope I didn't cut in line in front of somebody.
No, you cut in front of David, who wouldn't stop talking.
That's good. Well, I always enjoy hearing you.
Oh, thank you.
I got three items today. One is Avanos Medical, A-V-A-N-O-S. And the reason I'm interested in that is I've owned it since 2018, and I believe it might have been a spinoff because I only show 15 shares, and I would never buy that few at one time.
Right, and so what's the symbol?
AVNS.
Oh, AVNS.
I don't know why I came up with that O. Did you get an O, too?
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah. Is that the name of the company?
Yeah, Avanos.
Yeah, A-V-A-N-O-S is the name of the company.
Right. Oh, okay, that's why. Try one more time.
Close at 34.73.
Down 321, right, for the week.
I'm a day-by-day guy, Art, so I don't have any.
So why are you interested in this?
Because he owns it. He's got 15 shares.
It's at its low, which is a 52-week low, is 30.90. And I'm holding this in one of my stocks in my portfolio, and I thought I'd dump it since it's not going anywhere and it's not paying a dividend.
Well, I will tell you, with your recent track record, right. I hate to go against you.
It might become a meme, you think? I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, I can't believe the last couple of stocks you mentioned.
Well, I want to bring that up.
You don't have to bring it up.
We talked about Robinhood, right?
Right.
It became a meme stock after talking about it. I'm wondering whether Kathy Woods was listening to our show. And therefore, an ARK and able to make a big purchase of Robin Hood.
Yeah, but look what happened to it in the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that Avanos was formed on June 1st, 2008. The corporate purpose of holding Kimberly Clark's healthcare business.
Okay, I have Kimberly Clark.
There you go. Call this show. We have one answer.
you got the right answer on
there
that.
You go. Yeah.
I can tell you is, obviously it doesn't look great. It's below the 200-day, which is around 43.
Sure.
It's below the 50-day, at 37.5. It's trading at 34. So in order to get maybe somewhat excited about it, it would have to go to 39.
Right. Okay, I'll keep an eye on it. I plan to get rid of it this year. The other item is AT&T. Now, that's a regular big stock that a lot of people are holding, and just received a nice dividend on August 2nd, and it's...
Don't get used to it.
That's what I might question. with the new agreement with Discovery, have they indicated yet how much of a dividend reduction is going to be planned?
I haven't seen anything.
I think the term was a lot. No, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Subtract a lot from my dividend. That's good.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, and the stock's underperformed. Stock's down 3-4 points from the announcement. Okay. And they it's frustrating where these big, bright companies, AT&T, GE, they just seem to, and we can, Pete and I can go through a list of other ones, they just keep to seem shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, it's really.
Yeah, I retired from at Bell Telephone Labs with, he bought and had most of his investments in his IRAs in Lucent Technologies when it was $82 a share, and he lost everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why we always preach about being diversified. It's very difficult.
Yeah, people in General Motors lost everything.
Yeah.
Well, with the original AT&T, you became diversified when they spun off all the baby bells.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, no question about that.
And now they assembled them all.
And then they put them all back together.
Yeah.
And so be it.
AT&T and Bell South were the two that merged at the end,
mm-hmm.
and Bell South was the bigger company, but they took the AT&T name, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Have a wonderful show. Enjoy it quite a bit.
All right. Thanks,
Art.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend.
Have a nice weekend there. Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541.
Yes, we do.
We do have something at the chat box. Huh? Okay.
I didn't know if you wanted to take a break because we've been
Is it 10:30?
We've been so tired.
Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun, I will tell you. Since it is 10:30, we will take our one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. You got some in the chat box, you said?
Yes,
what did. Do we got?
So, first of all, this person, this is the best way to get in. Gentlemen, enjoy the show.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. And then he's also, or he or she is also looking to buy four stocks. First one is ZI, Zebra IDA, closed at $64.54. This is Zoom Technologies.
Yeah, people got it mixed up one time, I remember. I think they bought this one thinking it was the Zoom.
So, right.
But it's not the
Zoom.
And
the Zoom is Z-O. I think it's that has its own name.
Right, right.
But this one's been a little active.
Yeah, it's been a good stock.
It was down 3% on Friday, but technology got hit a bit with higher interest rates, which doesn't make sense to me. But.
Yeah, well, it had a major breakout, you know, when it went to 61, and the 200 days way back at 48, and the 50 days at 51. So, I mean, you've had a nice run, but the price objective for what it's worth, based on the charting method, is 92. And say you know something like this should hold above the 50-day at least, which would be 51, right? And it closed at 64, so 13-point downside theoretically to what? 64, 28-point upside. So it's 2-to-1. Risk reward looks good. So if you've done research and have a reason to either take a small position or maybe you want to take the full position, you know, it pulled back, obviously. And, you know, good support should be now in the 60 area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it dropped under 60, maybe 59, 60, I'd reevaluate it at that point.
Now, is this a SPAC, do you remember, or an IPO?
No, I can't remember. Yeah. But anyway, what's the next one then?
STLA closed at 2109.
STLA. Names, obviously, I'm not familiar with. Stellantis NV.
It's a Dutch company?
Yeah. It doesn't look bad.
Auto manufacturers. Maybe EVs, Pete.
Yeah, it could be. Price objective is 26. On the charting method, 200 days at 17, 50 days at 19, so it's above the 50, above the 200, so it's in a good position. Important resistance will be the old high at 24. If it takes that out, you know, you should be able to probably get to the 26, and who knows, you know, that point. But, you know, it's a decent-looking chart. It's come up from, believe it or not, 5.5. Up to 21, and you know, if you've done the research into it, maybe they are another EV play or something like that. As long as it holds above, say, 20, or is it? 21's where it closed. Above 19. And if you wanted to give it a little bit more room above 17 and a half, at 17 and a half would be a definite reevaluation.
Right.
But it looks decent.
Yeah, they must have something to do with...
Yeah, EVs. Everybody does. You know.
Oh, no. This is a company that owns Chrysler and Fiat.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
How'd it become that name? Holy cow. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, okay. In early 2019, Fiat Chrysler... Wait, you got someplace to go? I'm trying to explain this. Fiat Chrysler sought a merger with French automaker Renault and reach a provisional agreement with the company. So I don't know how... Next one this person is looking at is KLIC, Pete. Close Click. At 6533.
Sounds like a technology company. Kulik Sulfur, I bet you that it is, or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Kulik.
You are correct. You should be on Jeopardy.
Boy, this he's looking to buy that, huh? Well, it's had a heck of a run. But anyway, I mean, it just had a big run. As we left the 200-day back at 45, it left the 50-day at 55. So ideally, you know, if you're interested in this, you'd like to see it stay above 55. Potential price objective, once again, based on the charting method, is 94. So, you know, if you take that risk reward, it's very good. You know, and once again, looking into the research, how comfortable you feel about it. You know, you might take a partial position, depending, and if it pull back, buy a little bit more. Or, you know, if you feel very strong, you can buy what you want to buy. You know?
Yeah, and I would think this is one that there's some strength in here because the technology sector was down on Friday with the higher interest rates. I don't necessarily
agree. I think, if I remember, this is a semiconductor equipment maker, you know. They manufacture equipment for making semiconductors.
Yeah, so. Apparently they had pretty good earnings that came out.
I believe they would. Yeah. It looks like a very good stock. It's just a question of what strategy you want to use. Buy a little, buy all. Or a lot of people, well, I'll wait for the pullback, and who knows if it ever comes, you know. So.
Yeah. The last one's an ETF, DEX, which is a global dividend and income fund, closed at 1041.
DEX, Delaware Enhanced Global Dividend and Income.
7% dividend.
Not bad. I mean, it broke out. It actually gave a buy signal.
A good buy?
A good buy. No, but it's had tremendous consolidation in the 10 to the 13, 13 and a half area. And, you know, it just kept going sideways for years in that range. So so anyway, you'd say it has a lot of overhead resistance, but it did give a buy signal. To really break out of this whole trading thing, it would have to go to 14, you know, which it, you know, could try to top it a range here. So looks like a possibility. 200 days around 10, 50 days around 10. So basically, if you can hold that 10 area, and you only might reevaluate it if it dropped below 10.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it?
That's all we wrote.
Can we go?
I don't know. Matt, can you handle the rest of the show? We can talk some
Give
politics.
Give us a call. The phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
So I want to tell you who's next hosting Jeopardy? I don't know.
They were upset about who it might be. I saw some kind of headline today.
Why are? Well, they only had one, right? He's pretty smart, I understand. And Peyton Manning does College Bowl. Peyton's a pretty bright guy, too, so it's interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know. I just like the questions, the answers, and how they change and all that. But I ran into someone and who happens to be a Democrat, a progressive woman of color, and we started talking about just a number of different subjects, but she has an interesting take on what goes on in politics, that, you know, everybody's starting on the far left and the far right, and what we need to do is start in the middle and work out, come to an agreement. Should everybody have health care? Absolutely. You know, should we have a simpler tax code? Absolutely. Let everybody pay, you know, the amount, whether it's a consumer tax or whatever. Instead of all these most complicated taxes, we get in these arguments. Elizabeth Warren says this senator says that. But we need to start in the middle and say, what do we all need? And then start figuring out a way to do it. It was like, it was so brilliant, but so simple, as opposed to defund the police, build the wall. I mean, there's so many other things we could talk about and that people need. Education. Jobs, obviously.
I'm not so sure you need education, but anyway.
Well, no, I'm talking kindergarten to grammar school and the high school, I think you need. You're absolutely right. Higher education, it's not for everybody.
No.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, like we say, we mentioned that before, you can go into the trades now because you can't get anybody to do work for you anymore.
Well, they're busy.
You know, and it's months and months. It's been that way forever now, and it's getting worse.
Oh, it's much worse over the last couple of years. Yeah. But the education, we're talking about what's happening in the city of Buffalo and Carl Palladino, that people dislike for whatever reason, and, you know, a lot of it can be justified. But he said you can take the amount of money that the school board spends on education and send every kid the nickels and still have $10,000 a kid left over. But you can do that, but obviously nickels can't hold 10,000 or whatever it is, but you've got to have the kids being able to get to school, to get a good meal, to get somebody to help them with their homework or have the internet and things. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to listen to David here,
yeah, please
give me
call
803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541.
I'm getting so mellow.
And as I have said before, the averages keep hitting the headlines, new highs. Beneath the surface, it's not that great, you know, and, you know, there is a certain amount of deterioration under the surface, and it's not an easy market, you know, it's not an easy market.
So never easy.
You have to pay attention to what's going on, and, you know, don't get upset or bothered, you know, that much by the fact, you know, that your portfolio isn't moving up with the averages, you know, take a look at it and see what you're in, you know.
Well, it's pretty simple to figure out why.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it was mentioned, you know, I forgot to check for this week, the number of stocks, percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, you know, the 50-day moving average is supposed to be an indication of an intermediate trend, right? And
okay.
If you're above the 50-day, it means theoretically the intermediate trend is still looking good, see. And when you have that few stocks above their 50-day, it's saying a lot of stocks don't have that real strong intermediate trend. And you've got to be much more selective in here if you're doing new buying. You know,
60% of the stocks in the market are above their 50% moving average.
60% are now? Really?
It's on the internet.
Must be true. I don't know. 2 weeks ago it was 25, but anyway.
Well, I don't know. I'll try and find a date on this, but it could have been.
Probably that was last year.
It could have been 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah.
But when we get stocks that have moved so dramatically, and this is what I, you know, when you always say, and take it with a grain of salt, the target price, when you get these stocks that are moving dramatically as they have done, It takes a little bit of time of digestion for the market to actually say, okay, yeah, this is good, and move a little sideways, and then for the next move up when we're getting higher earnings than that.
And your point is?
I don't know.
I'm going to check this percent of stocks.
I knew you would do that.
It cannot be 60%.
I knew you would do that.
Me, it cannot be 60%.
It's 70%.
No, it's actually 43%.
Oh, okay.
Up from 25. But, I mean, that's less than half the stocks are above the 50-day moving average.
All right.
And then there's this guy on, I think it's called the Decision Point website, and he's been around for years, and I guess his daughter's kindly or finally taken up, you know, what he's learned, too, and she's become very big on that website, too. But anyway, You know, everybody's heard about the Golden Cross, how bad it is if the 50-day drops below the 200. And it's supposed to be an indication of big problems for the long-term trend. Well, he has what he calls the Silver Cross. And the Silver Cross is stocks when the 20-day goes above the 50-day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is supposed to be an intermediate-term indication. And what he's saying is the percentage of stocks that are now have 20 days above their 50 days has been deteriorating consistently. All right. So he says the long term is still up, but, you know, in the intermediate term, little weakness there, you know, and you have to kind of pay attention to that.
Did you talk about the death cross?
Well, that's the golden cross, yeah.
Oh,
but
they
the
have
death
different ones.
The death cross. Now the Golden Cross is 50 above 200. The Death Cross is 50 below the 200.
Right, so they're different. Right.
Yeah, they're different. Okay. The opposite. You know, I don't know what the opposite of the Silver Cross is, since he made that one up. So I have no idea.
How
at
about
all,
the Platinum Cross?
That's even better. So,
do you think the phone lines are working? Maybe you should give the phone numbers again. I'm surprised we haven't gotten that.
803-1520 toll free 800-879-7541. It's 803-1520 toll free 800-879-7541.
Maybe somebody could call from the Bills Stadium
before,
and let us know what's going on.
You keep hearing, you know, the averages making new highs, and
they did.
All the averages have done well this year, you know, so far.
Yeah. S&P's up 18.1, Dow is up 15, NASDAQ up 15.1.
But I said what's interesting is, and I mentioned it before, typically the first year of a presidential cycle is the worst one.
Wow.
In the presidential
Thank you,
cycle.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. So, what I said, what does that mean? It means this time it didn't work, or something's going to happen between now and the end of the year.
Roaring 20s?
No.
Well, I haven't heard that used in a while.
I used it.
No, not recently.
No, several months ago.
Right.
And then other people were using it. They must be listening to the show.
I'm sure they are.
But anyway, okay. But point is, I'm trying to make is if something bad happens, it may turn out to be a mediocre year after it's all over with, right?
So what is, let's ponder this. So what is mediocre?
Flat, up 2%.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with 7, 8, 9%.
Yeah, right.
On average.
But I'm saying, is it going to become what we consider a normal mediocre?
So what would cause the market to go down?
There's a lot of things. Tons of things can happen.
Name one. And do it in the form of a question.
Israel attacking Iran, which they've threatened
to do.
That
would be negative.
Right.
Anything else, Mr. Happy?
No, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. You can't worry about them.
Right,
anything can come out of the blue.
As it stands, the economy's opening back up, allegedly. Unless you've got COVID.
Well, just think about this. You have the Delta variant. You have the Delta variant 2. What if the Delta variant morphs again and it becomes Delta variant 3, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to go to Ron and Alexander. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Yeah. How you doing?
Are we still there?
I don't know.
We are.
Okay. All of a sudden it sounded like it died, but.
Well, there was Peter's breathing.
How did Apple do this week?
How did Apple do this week?
It's down a bit, I would believe.
It looks like Apple... can't really say that. Last 5 days, it was... Well, yeah, down. Early in the week, it was up to 147.
I'm always right. Sound like the president.
147 something, and it actually closed at 146. Yeah, so down a little.
Sort of treading water.
Exactly.
Well, mostly because of higher interest rates. I mean, people are trying to figure out what's going on with Apple and how can it continue to be so good. And a lot of naysayers out there, but it seems to keep on going. 146.14.
I mean, the company knows what it's doing, believe me.
Okay. Couple of stocks here that I've been watching, FCX.
Freeport, huh?
Right.
I did see somebody who said, this is destined for much bigger things, much, much higher. So we shall see. I mean, the chart doesn't look super duper great.
$36.86
Yeah.
On the close.
Yeah.
$36.
But I mean, the potential target's 54 on it, which isn't bad.
Right.
And the 50 days at 37. And you know, see, you'd ideally like to see it hold here. You know, if you're a long term player, you don't want to see it hit, say, 30, 29, 29 or 30. That would not be good. But, yeah. It's probably okay at the moment. And it's in a right area. Commodities, you know, they've been up and down all around lately, but they've had a heck of a year. So,
right.
So, I mean, are you looking to buy it, or what are you looking to do?
I have some. I'm
okay.
Just wondering if I should add to it. So it's sort of staying right. It's gone up a little from where I bought it. But
oh, okay. Yeah.
It's hanging on there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would probably sit a little bit, you know, and watch it.
Okay.
And but, you know, it did give a buy signal, you know, with a price target of 54. And, you know, as long as it holds, you don't mind, you know, holds above 29 or 30, should be all right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, gold a year ago was over $2,000 an ounce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. What about Robinhood? What about that as a stock?
No,
it's been up and down and
I don't
over
know.
And out.
I do not know. I mean, that's
it's been out a week.
it's really speculative to say
right.
the least, all right. And there's going to be a lot of wild movement. So, I mean, if you were to play it, you know, you want to be out in a hurry if it turns.
Yeah.
You know, so
55.01 on the close came out at 38. Went to I don't know. Did it go 36, 34, something like that? And then went up to 85.
Yeah, the low was 36, then yeah. It went up to 85, and all the idiots who bought it at 85.
33 and a quarter on
right.
the low.
So
when they use this term meme stocks, what are they referring to?
Well, a meme is something that gets like viral, you know, like a video's call, it went viral, you know. Everybody's on top of it all of a sudden.
Okay.
And you know, it's being mentioned all over the place. It's, you know,
it's like woke.
Right, right.
No, it's just something
I forgot what the term meme meant, but that's yeah. what it means, really. And it's like a virus, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if you were to buy it, yeah, you'd be out at 50.
Yeah, it's a lot of activity in the internet world would make it a meme stock, I guess. You know, that type of thing. Shares
okay,
of companies that have seen a recent surge in viral activity.
It says, the right. technical definition of meme is an element of a culture or system of behavior that,
oh,
that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another. Okay. Especially imitation.
Not only do you get advice here, but you get education
right,
on the show.
Yes, I am.
Matter of fact, there's a book out there years ago called Meme, and it goes into it in real detail. But anyway.
Well, here's one I was looking at, TTEC.
Now, did you stutter, or was that two T's?
No, there's two T's.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Not stuttering yet.
All right.
TTEC.
Holdings closed at 106.06.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It went up from when I...
When you looked at it last, right?
Yeah, if I looked at it last, I was at 100, 106, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, a nice chart. You know,
looks
it's,
nice, yeah.
It's in business products, whatever that means.
Info Technology yeah. Services.
TTEC Holdings, Inc. Price objective, 125. Not bad. And, you know, the 200 days at 89. And I would probably if I'm buying some or whatever, I would reevaluate it if it went to 93. But you know, right now it looks pretty decent.
Okay, and one other one here is Rover, R-O-V-R.
R-O-V-R.
Come over.
Yep.
Red Rover.
Oh, this has only been around a short time. This must have come out last year. What is it, anyway?
Is it
Rover Group?
R-O-V-R.
Doesn't even say what sector it's in.
Make one up. Electronic cars. Electronic vehicles. Yeah. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Yeah, I bet you it is. Oh. I bet you it is. I don't know. He just made that up. But, yeah, but
Rover Medicals? Rover Metals? I can't find it. I'm having trouble.
Anyway, it's been essentially in a trading
range.
What's
the price?
It's closed at 11:27.
Okay.
And the 200 days at 10, the 50 days at 10. So ideally, you'd like to see it stay above 10.
Okay.
And it's been trading in the range of 9.5 to 13. So if you want to play a trading range, you'd be out at 9 because it would break the bottom of it, you know. 10 would be a warning. 9, you'd be out with it. But, you know, look into it. I have no idea what this
company does. All right, what's the symbol again?
R-O-V-R.
Yeah, I get something called Nebula Caravelle Acquisition Corp for R-O-V-R. It's like 8 cents.
Well, I got R-O-V-R here.
Huh, okay.
So no, I don't know where you are.
I'm in Amherst.
You're in left field.
I'm in Amherst.
You're back at the Bills camp.
R-O-V-R.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's about it. You know, trading range. If it got to 13.5, then it's a big breakout. You know.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
We're here to
have
help.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. So, what is it? What?
Got one on the chat.
What is it?
This is something you can pontificate upon, which doesn't take much of it. Of course, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Somebody in New Jersey, we won't say who it is. What can a person determine looking at both the 50-day and 200-day average for a stock? It's a nice question.
Well, once again, what you can determine based on technical analysis, which only has a certain probability. There's no 100% anything. Mm-hmm. But if a 200-day stock is above the 200-day and the 200-day is rising, okay, mm-hmm. it's in a long-term bullish mode. That's all you can determine, right?
Right.
Now, some people say if you get too far away from the 200-day, too far above it, then the stock's due for a big pullback,
okay.
right? The 50-day is an intermediate term.
Shorter term.
Right. And if the 50-day is rising and you're above the 50-day, okay, then the intermediate term is considered bullish. You know? So some people actually, if it drops below the 50-day, they'll sell, okay, mm-hmm. because that's telling them that possibly the intermediate term is turning down. You know?
Right.
Or if it drops below the 200-day, some people will sell, saying, oh, it looks like the long term's turning down.
And as an investor—
But
you can use those averages to determine a point of entry.
But something, right, exactly.
Because
nothing's exact. So you pick an area around the 200-day, and some people have a strategy to buy in a certain area around the 200-day
right.
when it pulls back to it.
So are you saying when we say we're not exact?
Nothing's exact.
Okay. That's a good point, Peter, that people should know that.
Because actually... Well, not going to say that. But anyway, we're at the end of the show.
That's what we're saying.
Take care. Keep a little powder dry. We'll be back next week.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.